Game 2 of 3 between the Indians and Royals. Today would have marked the 26th birthday of Yordano Ventura. Let's take it to the top of the second, Bradley Zimmer at the plate.
The payoff pitch to Zimmer. Curveball, and he hits it high. He hits it deep to right center, and this ball is gone. So another curveball, and Bradley Zimmer jumped all over it. A towering two-run home run to right center. And it's 3-0 Indians.
Here's Carrasco's pitch. Swung on, line drive, right center field, base hit. Headed toward the alley. Cut off out there by Zimmer, but he falls down. One run is in, that's Bonifacio. Here comes another potential run, and Moss slides in safely. Just ahead of the relay. Merrifield at second. Two runs are up, and it's a one-run ball game. Here's his pitch. Swung on, line drive to right. This is trouble. Down the line it goes. Bounces a couple of hops into the corner. This will put the Royals in front, it looks like. One run is in. Here comes Gordon. He'll score without a throw. And it's a two-run double from Mike Moustakas. Kansas City has taken the lead 4-3. 2-2. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep left field, way back and gone. The onslaught by Kansas City here in the fifth inning continues. Lorenzo Cain with a two-run home run makes it 6-3 Royals.
Salazar's ready, a check of third, the high hold and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a weak bouncer to third, to his left. Ramirez bobbles it off his club into left field. Scoring are Cain and Hosmer. Into third is Bonifacio. And it's a 10-3 blowout.
Royals win this one 12-5. The Indians had three errors in the game. Carlos Carrasco gets the loss while Jason Hamill improves to 2-6. He goes 6 2/3, allowing three runs on five hits while striking out seven. With his double in the fifth, Whit Merrifield extends his hitting streak to 18 games. That's the longest active streak in the majors. Terry Francona and the Indians unable to figure out the Royals on Saturday as they lose 12-5. Here's Francona on the loss.
You know, it looked like when it was starting to go, it looked like it was going quick. That's why we got somebody up so fast. Just his velocity dropped. That inning, whoever we, you know, they were hitting some balls hard. And we thought we caught a break when they popped the bunt up. And then, you know, from there, everything just unraveled. They hit the ball hard. We didn't catch it. You know, I mean, it was a sloppy game from that point on. You know, we didn't do anything good. And that, you know, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to get a little bit of rest, come back here tomorrow and play a lot better, because that wasn't close to good enough. You know, we did a good job early. I mean, Carlos with a, you know, first pitch home run, and Zim with a really good at bat. And then, you know, it looked like maybe we had him on the ropes, and instead, you know, we let him settle in, and you look up four innings later, you know, he put up a bunch of zeros. You know, sometimes you let a guy settle in, started using his breaking ball. Then he was able to elevate his fastball at times or get it past our barrel, and we got a lot of chase on the breaking ball.
Carlos Carrasco drops to 5-3 on the year after the Indians' 12-5 loss against the Royals. He allows five runs through 4 1/3. Here's Carrasco on his performance.
You know, I think I get behind the count and try to throw a strike right there, and I just gave him, I got a five, you know, five hits and five runs, but it's nothing you can do just to get ready for the next start.
You seem to be in control of the game. Is there anything that you can see that changed in that fifth inning for you?
You know what? I think those guys got a pretty good chance. You know, every pitcher I threw, I think Moussaka, I threw four change in a row, and I kind of got that one right there on the last one. Just hit a double.
Carlos, you catch the pop-up, you catch the bunt. And are you thinking, you know, your double play away out of the inning?
You know what, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I tried to throw a fastball up a little bit, tried to look for that fly ball. But I think those guys was really close to the base. That's what I'm looking for, is trying to do a double play right there.
Royals go for the sweep on Sunday. Trevor Bauer will take the hill for the Indians. He'll square off against the Royals' Erik Skoglund.